So Krishna consciousness is not something, oh, I will come here on Sunday and I do my puja and so on. You do puja, then you do puja life after life after life. It takes more than puja. It takes full-time job. Satatam kirtayantama. Krishna says satatam kirtayantama. Bhagavatam says nityam bhagavata sevaya. Constantly doing bhagavatam. So one needs to actually organize one life in such a way that, not that I spend 18 hours of the day working, and then when a Hare Krishna devotee comes and says, chant Hare Krishna, and I say, I don't have any time. That's not intelligent. If one gets a good education, then one should use one's education to work as little as possible. Prabhupada says this is intelligence, that you work as little as possible. You maintain yourself by working 3-4 hours a day and then spend the rest of your time preparing for this. Because this is what will save us. Harinama Mukirtana. Shradan hoy, bhajan hoy, the bhajan that you've done in this life, that will determine where you go. Your job, your education, it will do nothing. Mrityu sarva parascha. Because when this death comes, then all that will just go. It will not. The diploma will have zero value at the time of death. What will have that value is how we chant Hare Krishna, whether we can chant Krishna's name purely, whether we've actually purified our hearts, whether we become free from all bad habits, unwanted habits, and whether we've really developed love for Krishna. Then we become qualified to go back to God. And it's not a small job. It's a big job. It's a full-time job. Chaito darpana marjana, bhavam haravagi nirvapana. To cleanse the heart is not an easy thing. Maybe you have experience. Some of you chanting Hare Krishna, 1 year, 3 year, 5 year, 20 year. Still, things may still be there in the heart. And that's just the negative side. What about the real positive side? Shreya Kvairava Chandra Karanam Vidyavatu Jeevanam Anandam Budhivardhanam Patipadam Panandutam Swadhanam Saravatam Snapanam. So Anandam Budhivardhanam. Are we tasting Ananda? When we chant Hare Krishna, do we taste Ananda? When we think about Krishna, are we just like we sing every morning? Mahaprabhu Kirtana Nitya Gita Vaditta Madhyam Manasura Sena Romancha Kampa Shri Parangavaja. The hair standing on end, tears coming from the eyes. If it's not happening, then Sukadeva Goswami says, if when you chant Hare Krishna and tears aren't coming to the eyes and there's not shivering in the body and the hair is not standing on end, then something's wrong. So what's wrong? The heart is steel frame. In other words, it's not getting the benefit of the holy name. Why? Because of offenses, upright. They're not performing the process properly. So it requires a lot of work. It requires a real investment of time and energy, intelligence, strength. Being Krishna conscious is not a matter of faith. It's not like, just believe in Krishna. I believe in Krishna. There's so many people that say, I believe in Krishna. What does that mean, that you believe in Krishna? But belief is one thing, but there has to be more than belief. There has to be knowledge. Just like so much knowledge that's here in the Bhagavatam. And from that knowledge, then you have to put that knowledge into practice. Can we turn that off now? And then it has to be put into practice. So that when the time comes, then we're really ready. And we're no longer in denial. For us, death is, it's a good thing. We're happy. Why? Because we're going to meet Krishna. So that's, and Parikshit Maharaj, he's also undisturbed. He's undisturbed by death. Death is just, the doors are opening, just like here you have these very beautiful doors, wide doors, tall doors, and the doors are opening to Vaikuntha. So there's nothing to fear. One is already seeing that Krishna is there. And in fact, there are other statements in Bhagavatam where it says that actually a devotee doesn't even see death. Because if we are ready in transcendental consciousness, in Krishna consciousness, then the change of the body, tatadi antara praptiya, then it's just like change of clothes, taking your clothes. So like Shukadeva Goswami, we also have to take it very seriously. We have a very serious work ahead of us. We're very fortunate that we've come in contact with Krishna consciousness, but we should not make this, oh yes, this is my religion, this is my faith. No, this is not the religion. This is the absolute truth. And to realize the absolute truth and to become one with the absolute truth in spirit and understanding, it requires real effort. Just like Parikshit Maharaj, he put in full-time effort. Of course, he said, well, he has 7 days. If I knew I had 7 days, then that's what I do also. But one day we will only have 7 days or 7 hours. But we're not the relative of Krishna. Our relatives are not the Pandavas. We don't have the same samskar as Parikshit Maharaj, who in his womb he already saw Krishna. Excuse me, his mother's womb he already saw Krishna. So that's, he is already much more highly qualified. We don't have that type of qualification. So we need to take the whole effort of Krishna consciousness very, very seriously. Like every morning, every evening when we're singing like that, Namasusvaram Satchitananda Rupam, how by the great effort that Mother Yashoda put in, you can't tie Krishna. You can't catch Krishna. You can't even fully know Krishna. In fact, you can't even acquire love for Krishna unless Krishna actually has mercy on us. Unless Krishna reciprocates with us and actually blesses us. Then all of these things can happen. But for that, he has to see that we're willing to put in that much effort. Unless we put in the same effort as Mother Yashoda puts in, then it won't work. Krishna will run away from us. Same effort with right mentality. The Kaliyavana, who was a demon, when Jarasandha was fighting with Krishna, when Kaliyavana came, and Krishna was walking away, he was running. And he thought he was running faster than Krishna. Krishna was just walking, but he couldn't catch Krishna. Why? Because he was an asura. He didn't have the right mentality. Mother Yashoda, she could catch Krishna. So we need the right bhava. Krishna says, bhavo jnana katasatutrama bhava mahavata. We need to have the right bhava. We need to have an attitude of affection for Krishna. And we need to actually make that same type of effort. And then even though Krishna is unconquerable, ajita-jita-traishti-lokyam, so jnana prayasam udapasyanamanta eva. So Lord Brahma says, even though Krishna is unconquerable, but he can be conquered if we follow in the footsteps of great devotees like Parikshit Maharaj, Mother Yashoda, and so on. Hare Krishna. I will just stop there. We have 5 minutes if anyone has any particular question. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Which mentality?
Of serving Krishna attitude. The Asura is having that mentality to serve.
We have to practice. Therefore, in the beginning, we practice out of duty. We do some type of service. So the floor needs to be cleaned, so we clean the floor. We may not have the perfect attitude for service, but we practice and we practice. And by purification of heart, then the attitude towards the activity remains the same, but the attitude changes. But one has to make the effort. So that is what we do. We do sadhana bhakti. We do vaidhi bhakti. It means according to the rules and regulations, we apply ourselves. And by practice, ultimately, then the attitude, the inner bhava also comes. Someone else, huh? Sir. You mean in terms of what is the battle for between?
Yes, sir.
The battle, but what's the battle with?
Battle, sometimes you get attracted to the material energy. You know, sometimes you want to be financially independent. You know, you do battle with that first.
Yeah, you can be financially independent. That's all right. Prakshit Maharaj is also financially independent. But financial independence should be just a secondary issue. It's not the goal of life. It's just in order to maintain my body, my family, I'm financially independent. That's fine. Yeah, but your primary duty is to yourself and to Krishna. So we should have the priorities straight, the priorities, because no matter what duty you want to do your family, that family's finished at the time of death. They're no more. And your family, those people who are members of your family, they're just strangers. They're strangers you bump into in this material world, and all of a sudden, because we bump into them, then this is my son, and this is my wife, and this is my daughter, and this is my father. We don't even know who they are. We can't even see them. We just see their clothes. And that's called Maya. That's called illusion. So the primary duty is towards Krishna. And then that secondary duty, that, yeah, we do that. We have so many duties. We have duty to government. We have to pay our taxes and so on. But that's not the goal of life. And we should not, man. We should keep that priority very clear. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and this was a long time ago, this was over 100 years ago, when he told, and then he had 11 children, wife. He says, either you help me spread Krishna consciousness or get out. And he was the chief judge. This was a long time ago. It was a very radical thing to say in India now, what to speak of at that time. And why did he say that? Because that was the priority. Either you all help me, or I don't have any time for you. So our priorities have to be there, and then that's all right. We may have multiple duties. It's not a matter of either or. It's a matter of and, but which is the main thing? So that's why Srila Prabhupada would always answer. What's the most our most important duty is to save ourselves. Because if you can't save yourself, then you can't save your family, you can't save anybody. And ultimately, the duty is just perpetuating material existence. Our real duty to our family, namo cheta samapetam rikyu, is to ensure that they don't take birth again. There's nowhere in Bhagavatam it says that your duty is to your family, is to build them a house. Or to have air conditioning, or to have a car. But it does say in the Bhagavatam, Guru na sat sat, Pita na sat sat, Janani sat sat, don't be a husband, don't be a wife, don't be a parent, if you can't deliver your dependents. So that's the real duty. Otherwise, we may think that is a duty, that is the material aspect of the duty, but if this essential aspect isn't there, this spiritual aspect isn't there, then actually it's sinful. Because we're misleading people from the actual goal of life. I'm misleading my family members by making them think that the important thing is that they should get educated and they should perpetuate this foolish material existence that's going on around us. So yukta vairagya, we utilize that, so that's fine. But we always clear about what our priorities are. And how to win that battle, as you said, is that we must be spiritually very strong. That means Nityam Bhagavata Seva, we need to hear Bhagavatam regularly, we need to chant Hare Krishna, we need to perform these activities, and that will give us the strength to always have the right perspective, to keep priorities, have the right priorities, and to always be making the right decisions. And not get entangled, but actually we're getting disentangled. And that you have to be very clever for. Sure. Why devotees have sickness?
Yes.
Why not?
Because sickness, they are connected to Krishna, Krishna also.
We're connected to Krishna, but we're also connected to the material world. We're in this material world, and you have a material body. And as long as you have a material body, then that means suffering. Why we shouldn't suffer? So this idea that I'm a devotee, therefore I should not suffer, is not pure devotional service. It's a desire for liberation. Because liberation, one aspect of liberation is that you merge into Brahman. Another aspect of liberation is that you're free from material suffering. So why should we be free from material suffering? We have so much karma. And if Krishna is giving us some of our past karma, just to keep us in proper perspective to what this material world is all about, what this body is all about, so that we don't become very comfortable as devotees here. I'm a devotee, Krishna's protecting me, I don't get sick, I don't get old, everything's good, I'll stay here in the material world then. No, but Krishna wants us to go. So, yes, yasiham anugrahami. So Krishna will also tatena kampam shishimikshamanam bunjaya evatma pitam vipakam. So one will accept one's karma and accept so many things that will happen to us. We take responsibility for the past. Not that I'm devotee, so I should be free for everything that I've done in the past. No, Krishna wants to give me some karma, some result of my past activities. I accept that. And if I'm in good Krishna consciousness, then why should it make any difference? So death is one thing, but even worse than death is being sick. Because when you're dead, then it's all over. Worse than being dead is being sick. And being Krishna conscious when you're not in good health is not an easy thing. So once again, you have to practice being in good Krishna consciousness when you're healthy. And we use our health not to enjoy our bodies, but to invest in our Krishna consciousness. See? Still, you put the iron rod in the fire. That's all right. It becomes like fire, but it's still It's like fire, but it's also still iron. It's still one and it's still different. So it's still iron. And some of those characteristics of the iron are still there, even though it's red hot. So while this material body is there, then we should expect that we're going to be suffering the setbacks that come with this body and come with this world. Look at Prabhupada. Prabhupada was sick, very sick, and he suffered. And he just accepted it. He never complained. Why? Because Krishna is giving. And then Prabhupada said, don't think this won't happen to you. It'll happen to us also. So therefore we should be prepared. And Prabhupada was prepared, and Parikshit Maharaj was prepared. Now we must go. We're going to leave. Thank you all very much for your kind hospitality and help. I hope we didn't put you out too much and all of the services that we rendered while we were here over the last 3 weeks. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jagannath Bharabhat Prasmada Maharani ki jai. Jai Nikai Gaur Premanandi.